When voters go to the polls next month or fill out their ballots from home, they'll see a familiar name, Jeanne Shaheen. She's running for her third term as a U.S. Senator and has been a fixture in New Hampshire politics for more than 30 years. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports on how she's come to shape the modern state Democratic Party in her own image.
Earlier this year, just before the presidential primary, Democrats gathered for a rally in Manchester. At that moment, the room was divided over who should be the party's nominee for president. But at the state level, there was no question about who's in charge.
This is Shaheen country.
Senator Jeanne Shaheen entered the arena to her signature walk-up music, Tina Turner. This November, Shaheen is running for her third term in the U.S. Senate. That's after serving 6 years as governor. She's leading her party into an election where there will likely be competitive races up and down the ballot. But it didn't used to be this way in New Hampshire. From as far back as the 1920s, right up until the mid-1990s, Democrats barely competed.
The state of New Hampshire would allow a Democrat to be governor of the state about once a generation.
This is Dayton Duncan, who worked as chief of staff for one of those Democratic exceptions, Hugh Allen, who won two terms starting in 1978. That same year, 78, also happened to be the first campaign for Jeanne Shaheen, who had moved to the state after working as a teacher in Mississippi. She ran for state representative. She came in eighth place out of eight candidates. Shaheen stayed active behind the scenes, though. She organized for other Democrats, including managing Gary Hart's presidential primary campaign. Then in the 1990s, she relaunched her political career and reintroduced herself.
We're joined by, do you call yourself Jeanne or Jeanne?
Jeanne.
Jeanne Shaheen, who is a supporter of...
That's from a C-SPAN interview. After serving three terms in the state Senate, Shaheen in 96 ran for governor. She did so as a moderate, focusing on kitchen table issues, electricity rates, education, jobs. Dayton Duncan says she combined the skills of a political operative with a steady public demeanor and a willingness to do what it takes to win.
Jeanne Shaheen is one of the nicest people I know, particularly in politics. Which is not to say that she can't also be tough as nails.
Ovid, you're misrepresenting and distorting, trying to scare the voters of this state. The fact is, I've never...
Her Republican opponent in 1996 was 38-year-old Ovid Lamontagne, then head of the State Board of Education. They were ideological opposites. Lamontagne says in the general election that year, he was outspent and outorganized. The Democratic Party, for decades an afterthought, had quickly matured. And it did so under Shaheen's guidance.
And it was very clear to me that this was a well-oiled machine that she gets credit for. She worked with the party apparatus to establish what is really a very effective political operation now in New Hampshire.
Along with strengthening the party's ground game, Shaheen in 96 also took away what had been the GOP's biggest weapon against Democrats. She campaigned on a pledge not to support a broad-based sales or income tax.
I said it during my campaign, and I will say it again now. I will not propose or support such a tax. And if this legislature passes one, I will veto it.
That's from her inaugural address in 1997, when Shaheen was sworn in as the state's first female governor. During her three terms, she clashed with the GOP legislature, but ultimately prevailed on a couple of signature issues. She signed a bill expanding kindergarten and made New Hampshire the 49th state to recognize Martin Luther King Day. She also bucked many liberals in her party by vetoing a death penalty repeal bill. Along with political fights, Shaheen was the target of some sexist attacks. The Union Leader newspaper editorial board frequently referred to her as Betty Crocker. Kathy Sullivan is former party chair and a longtime Shaheen ally.
They had a particular image of woman, and it did not include a woman who would be able to be elected to the highest office in the state of New Hampshire.
In 2002, Shaheen took on John E. Sununu for the U.S. Senate seat and lost. In 2008, she won the rematch, becoming the first female senator from New Hampshire. Steve Dupree, former chair of the state GOP, says she's figured out how to campaign effectively.
She campaigns in New Hampshire style. She's very personable. She meets people. She's approachable, runs a low-key New Hampshire campaign. And, for someone who didn't grow up in New Hampshire, she became New Hampshire.
Shaheen has also become something of a model for how other Democrats can compete and win. Take the broad-based tax issue off the table. Lean into social issues like abortion rights that can attract the party's base. Make strategic alliances, including with law enforcement, and be willing to buck the party's left wing when necessary. You can see pieces of the Shaheen playbook in almost every successful Democrat of the past 25 years, from John Lynch to Maggie Hassan to Chris Pappas. And in some ways, she's followed a general rule that all politicians should strive for. Dante Scala, a political scientist at UNH, says she doesn't make a lot of unforced errors on the campaign trail, which
is more difficult than it sounds, perhaps, that, you know, to be someone who doesn't get in her own way, someone who rarely makes mistakes, that can be a difficult person to defeat.
This November, Shaheen is facing Republican Corky Messner. At 73 years old, it could be her last campaign. Kathy Sullivan said her legacy, though, goes beyond electoral victories. Over the last 30 years, she's continued to build up the Democratic Party's ground game. It's well-staffed and well-financed.
That's all due to Jean Shaheen. I cannot underestimate how valuable and how important she was to building the Democratic Party into the powerhouse that it is today. That was due to Jean Shaheen.
In short, she's helped do something that used to be seen as a long shot, turn New Hampshire into a two-party state. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.